It's a pleasure to have Keith Johnson and Will Corcoran here with me this morning. They are from Festival Ironwood, and this starts today. So today is the day. You guys excited?
Very. Yeah. It's an exciting time. It's a lot of planning and scheduling and stuff like that, and we're excited to have it kick off this afternoon.
Well, I was just talking with you guys before we started the discussion here, and I saw you guys meeting like 6 months ago already.
Yeah, we usually start right after the holidays. We start right after the holidays with all our committee heads and start pre-planning stuff, because you have to do a lot of stuff way in advance. Like shortly after we get festivals over this year, we got to book the tent for next year, and a lot of the important stuff that has to be done well in a year in advance, along with the entertainment.
Yeah, the entertainment I looked at, we'll get to that in a little bit too, and we'll talk about, but the planning is enormous. I mean, you have a great committee that you have a lot of people working on this, and I think Keith said, you start right after the festival ends.
Correct, we do, and say our committees, like you mentioned, we just let them run with it. They are so good at what they do. They make Keith and I look very good.
Well, that's, yeah. You got to have the head people to kind of organize a little bit, but yeah. You're right. You can just, they've been on the committee before, and they can just get out there and run with it, and you guys have trust in them, and they do an excellent job. And looking at the list, I printed this up. Well, actually, I can't take credit for printing it up. Somebody else did. but it's all printed up, and it's got events for the whole family.
Right. There's something for every age group, every family member, the whole community. Michael Myers at the chamber office does a fantastic job for us. And yeah, and like you said, we start right away booking the tents, looking at entertainment. Some of these groups are 1 to 2 years out. So if we don't get them right now, they're not going to be here.
Yeah, exactly. And tonight you've got Flashback coming. And that starts at 5 p.m., it says here. Yeah. You have the beer and brats. I mean, these guys, you do have to book in advance, because I know Flashback plays in a lot of the area places here, too. So you got to make sure you got these guys booked.
Yeah, yes, we do. And one of the things we do with our Ironwood Hurley Rotary is we have a partner with us where we split our proceeds, whatever we make. And we have Ironwood Sports this year, and we'll have them for the next 2 years. And then every 2 years we'll go to Hurley, and all the money Ironwood Hurley Rotary, I'm doing a commercial for them.
That's okay. Go ahead.
But basically, all the money that we make between the beer and brat tent, our rose sale, our golf tournament that we run, we give it all back to area youth.
Perfect. Yeah, so. You had a big steak feed during the when was that? No, I can't remember when that was off the top of my head, but you had a huge steak feed. That does one of your fundraisers.
Right.
Yeah. I love the steak. You guys get great steaks, by the way. So, but you have a good crew that comes in and works there also.
Right. And again, we could never do this stuff without our volunteers. Yeah. Whether it's the cooks, the people that work in the kitchen, people that make the desserts, whatever. We could never do this without volunteers. And even like Monday night, when we're setting up, there's 20, 30 of them out there that came in and set the tables, chairs. I mean, you're right. You need a few people in charge, tell them what to do, and then it's done.
Yeah.
They do a great job. And the guys worked on the lighting last night till 9 o'clock. I mean, that tent, the lighting, I don't think it's ever looked that nice. The guys do a great job.
Yeah, and I know, I know Todd Hager personally, but you guys have had him for years do the sound, and he does a wonderful job of that.
Yeah, he's got a new partner. Brady Thompson is helping him.
Okay.
They're going through. In fact, as we speak, they're there setting up right now, because we like to keep, even when we don't have a live band, he plays music all day long, and then he helps out with Bethany Helen's dance thing and the Googie Pick Ram. There's just a lot. We try and keep something going throughout the whole 3.5 days.
Yeah, and like I was saying, I'm looking at this list of things to do. It's for the whole family. The dance thing is a big thing. I see a lot of people coming for that, and we'll try to go by day. We're not going to get into every piece of it because there's so much going on, but you got kids stuff going on. You got live music tonight. You got the beer and brat under the big top, and that's just starting off today. And the Amber Light Festival is going to be there. So, I mean, it kicks off at 4 o'clock today, correct?
Correct.
Yep. And it'll run till 10. They have the 50-50 drawing, which is huge.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we've got the proper licensing and everything else this year now. So if any questions, that would trust me. We went through the chamber this year, got the proper licenses, and we have no problems there.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. I know. We've done 50-50s where I'm on a board at, and boy, I tell you. So also, then we go to Thursday. We got some music from Todd. Then we also have the Stormy Cromer Warehouse Sale, Amber Light Festival. I'm going to rattle these off quick because these are big, great events to have there. But like we talked about, for the whole family, a youth volleyball tournament for ages 13 through 18 at the Depot. That's always good. You got a nice, that's a nice facility over there.
It is. The city that has done a good job building the sand volleyball courts and the pavilion. And again, it's a great location. We are not going to leave that area. We're not going to go out anywhere else with the festival. It's a downtown event and it's great.
Oh, people love it downtown. You know, it's a great festival. So the volleyball is happening then. And then you have something new this year. It's bingo.
Yes, we do. Yeah, Angela Kortemeyer is taking over. She's helping with Hope. And last year she ran one session, and it's gotten so big she's going to do two of them this year. And again, it comes back to our volunteers.
These people
just step up to the plate and run with this stuff. And that's getting bigger and bigger nationwide.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I know. I drive by in Bessemer when they have it on Monday night. And there's cars there 2 hours early. People have to have their tables, their little blind. But it's great. Yeah. It's bingo, so that's added to the festivities. And then let's see, the opening ceremonies by the Ironwood American Legion is at 4 o'clock on Thursday. And then you have live music under the Big Top by Ricky Yurkovic.
There you go.
Yep, I'll tell you, those people love the polka, and it's polka for all ages.
Absolutely. I mean, again, we talked about something for all ages. You get there, the people are dressed to the nines, and we got to get the cornmeal on the floor. They cut the rug. They do a great job, and it's wonderful to see those people out.
It is, and I'll tell you, I see a lot of kids dancing the polka, too. And, you know, my aunt one time drug me out on the floor. You know how to polka? I said, I'd made the mistake of saying yes. She wore me out. I was beat by the first song. I said, I got to sit down. But, yeah, it's a great time. And now they also have launching... Oh, wait, I got to say this. The Uper Style Wood Fire Grilled Chicken Feed starts at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, Carl Alotti and his crew, they do the wood fire chicken. There's a line. By the time we do the opening ceremonies, there's a line up for that chicken. And we always get more so that we don't run out. But, again, very good meal. Oh, yes. It smells so good.
I know. Yeah, I can smell it at my house, and I live on Alfred Wright down there. So. And then launching of the ducks, the world's largest duck pick for children. So that's a neat thing. You have that every year. And people donate prizes for that, correct?
Correct, yeah. Marcy Coos is a day chair on that. She does a great job. And you'll get into something, you know, later on Saturday as far as the adult pick. But her youth duck pick has done wonderful. Got some great prizes.
Yep. And you know what a big thing is on festival weekend is the reunions that come to town. There's a lot of people that plan their class reunions or their family reunions around the picnic, or around the festival, I'm sorry. So you see a lot of people there. I see Company B has their 107th Combat Engineer reunion under the Big Top. Then to follow that is live music with Old Pine Road.
Correct. They have a very nice following. And again, like Keith mentioned, we try and have different kinds of music for every, you know, we have polka, then we go to Old Pine Road, and just it goes throughout the weekend. We try to touch base for everybody to enjoy whatever they'd like to hear.
And I think that's perfect because that's what a festival is supposed to be about.
Yeah.
You know, then let's see what else they have going on that night. There's a pool tournament.
Yes, Gary Ruskowitz takes care of that. He does a wonderful job with it.
Yep, and I see the pool tournament. I got in that a few years, didn't win, but I think it was rigged. Gary rigged it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not that good a pool player. There's a special kids' night's movie, Super Mario Brothers 2, at the Historic Ironwood Theater.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep. So that's neat. That'll be great for the kids. And that's one of the newer movies out now. I know it came out maybe about 2 months ago.
Correct. Yeah, it's a recent release, and Marcy Coos does a good job working with the theater to get the new releases. And, you know, there's no charge for it, so we take care of the cost.
Well, and it's one of the off-site things in a sense. It's downtown, but also you have tours at the theater they're giving. I think it's noon to 1 or something like that, noon to 2, and then they're going to have a little movie going on. So, yeah. So you have all kinds of things. Now we're getting into Saturday, and you have a walk, run, and roll. What's the roll part about it? That's what I want to know.
Well, we do have some folks that have hand cycles or wheelchairs.
Oh, roll. Yeah. I get it. Roll. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was thinking just drop them, roll, you know, so I was totally off base there. But, yeah, drop.
But before, excuse me, not to interrupt.
Oh, that's
you,
okay.
But,
go ahead.
But Friday, there's a lot of Friday's Kids Day.
Yes.
You know, the day before.
Oh, okay.
You know, and that's Margot Holm runs Kids Day. We have all kinds of stuff from kids. From we have St. Maud's coming with their bus this year. We also have Michigan State Police are going to be there along with a lot of the blow-up rides and different things that they do throughout the day that she does. And there's quite a bit going on that Friday.
You got a trout pond that Will does a great job filleting out them trout when the kids catch it. And well, it's fun to watch the kids do that.
That's something to look forward to this year. Yeah. I heard. So don't ever hesitate to interrupt me because I might miss something here and there. So just, you know, let's see. So then it's also the 50-50 raffle happening that day.
Yep.
And you draw at the end of each day.
Correct. Yep.
Yep. So then we're looking at Saturday starts bright and early, 7 a.m. with the walk, run, and roll. Registration under the big top begins at 7 a.m. The Art and the Miners Memorial Heritage Park, which is always nice. I don't know if people got a chance to walk through there.
Yeah, there's some beautiful displays.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Very nice. And then you got the pancake breakfast by the Luther L. Wright High School Ski Team. Good way to start your morning.
Absolutely. And then another important thing there, 8 o'clock in the morning, you'll see it down the schedule, is a Bloody Marys and Mimosas.
Oh, there we go.
You know, between the car show and the run and stuff like that, people want something to curb their dehydration. And so that works out well.
Works out real well, yes. And getting into the Old Depot Car Show, registration for vehicle placement car, that's huge.
Yeah.
It took me an hour and 15 minutes to walk through all the cars lined up on the side streets and all over the place. Yeah. And these people put so much effort into these cars. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely get out and walk and look at these cars. And then you vote on them, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yep. They got people's choice. They got the committee choices, things like that. But, yeah, they come out, do a great job, clean their cars up, and show them off nicely.
Yeah, they do a beautiful job. Honor Guard will at 8:15 will do the Star-Spangled Banner ceremony with the American Legion Post number 5. And then the walk, run, and roll race activities begin from the big top. And here's Keith's favorite, Bloody Mary Bar, located next to the 50-50 tent by the Archive Building. Stormy Cromer will be there. There will be a volleyball tournament at the depot. Now, that's huge. Them guys are playing all day.
They start right away in the morning. Yeah. They go all day till 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I've never been a volleyball player, but I enjoy watching. And it's going to be warm. I mean, we always know that at this time of year. It's not hot, but it's about in the 80s. I'm tired watching them, you know, but they do a great job playing, and you get a lot of good teams.
Yeah. Joe, and I want to interrupt. You're going to go back Friday night. Brad Coos does a great bag toss down there.
Oh, yes.
Underneath the pavilion.
Yes.
He, you know, you got to get in there. You can sign up right now at the chamber office or come that night, but they're limited as far as spaces. And so if you're interested in throwing bags, you know, get yourself down to the chamber or get to see Brad as soon as you can.
Yeah, thank you.
And also with... In addition to when that's going on, the Knights of Columbus is doing their fish fry.
Oh.
Because they go and do their fish fry there.
How did I miss all that?
Yeah.
There it is, Friday fish. I guess I got to look.
They do a really good job with that. They're very well organized. The guys that cook, I mean, they know what they're doing, and that's a very big event. Yeah. People are lined up for that also.
Yeah, definitely. People plan their times around these stuff, too. Yep. Well, you plan a lot around food. I'm sorry. You always do. You know, you always plan, you know, so the brat thing is going on tonight, and then you have fish fry on Friday right here, too. Yeah, the cornhole beanbag toss. You can still sign up for that. I used to play that quite a bit. I haven't played it in a couple of years, you know, threw my arm out, you know.
One other thing we do Friday, which is very important to me, so and I didn't want to forget saying about it, but we have all three nursing homes. The Blue Bus brings, like, we're going to have close to 50 people coming from Gugivik Medical, Skyview, Westgate.
Very nice.
They all come, and we block off the road, and we take all the chairs out, and we have room for 50 people to get them wheeled in there. And Keith and I, through festival, we cover anything they'd like to eat or drink or whatever they do, and we have Peter Grew's band playing.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are so happy to get out.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe a year or two, it's going to be me sitting there. You know, but I mean, that is a very important part of festival, to get them some activities for them.
I think that's fantastic, you know. And people don't see some of that stuff behind the scenes because they're not there at the festival. But, yeah, I, you know, my parents both had to do some nursing home time. And to get out and just enjoy the music and festivities and just see people that they might not have seen in a while, you know. Yeah, very nice, very nice.
Joe, I just got a text message here to make sure we remind people that the Ironwood Booster Club drawing will be held at 7 o'clock tonight underneath the big top and stuff like that. So, again, Ironwood Sports are helping us out with the beer and brats and stuff. But, again, the Booster Club drawing will be at 7 o'clock tonight.
Perfect. Perfect. Let's see where I kind of left off. And you guys, thanks for jumping in because there's things I...
Yeah, there's easy to forget stuff.
It is. Well, there's so much, like you said, it's fun for the whole family, and that's what's so great about these activities. The kids are down there all the time playing. I mean, the music, the food. I mean, there's a pickleball tournament.
We're working with Jay Kivisto at the Civic Center, and he asked if we could be included in there. Absolutely. Anything that brings people to the community and stuff, and that'll be a nice little event.
Yeah, and I know they have pickleball on Wednesday nights at the Civic Center, too, so anybody who wants a get into pickleball there, and they do a wonderful job, and so it's definitely added anything like you can add to this, and it's not that far from downtown Ironwood either. It's right on the GCC campus there. So, and then the Old Depot Car Show, classic cars, motorcycles, vintage snowmobiles and tractors, then free live stage entertainment under the big top, L&E Jamboree.
Yeah, they'll be there during the car show and the race. They play Saturday morning. That's Eric Mahler, Liz Mathizer, her whole band, they'll play all Saturday morning. And that is followed up by Bethany Helen's dance thing. And then the Gogebic Range Band plays after that. And then we have Marty's come in.
Yeah.
Because they're a big part of our festival right now. And we really enjoy having them. And then we wrap it up with a band called the Hucksters out of Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Something new. And one thing I'd like to mention, too, going back to Friday, we have a new band playing Friday night. Right after Red Higgins, who's been a regular for us for some years now, because he's very good, but we have Southbound playing right after them, and I don't know if anybody's ever heard of them, but they were in Wakefield for their 4th of July, and they are a very good band. And so.
Well, I see that now that I just kind of missed this whole page. I don't know. I'm looking at it. I'm so glad you guys are telling me this, because they got Funny Business on the Friday also, and then the silent movie at the Historic Ironwood Theater, Kids Work Chip Scramble under the Pavilion, a pie social by the Wesley United Methodist Church, watermelon eating contest. Are you guys going to get in that?
Yep. And I'll tell you who's going to win right now. He cheats every year, but it's the public safety director, Matt Sturbins. Cheats every year.
Does he?
Yes. He uses his hands.
Well, we're going to have some good judges watching him. And then, like you talked about, Will, live music under the big top. The Gru Crew will play 1:30 to 3:30. 4:30 to 7:30 is Red Higgins. And I got a chance to talk to him last year. Boy, what a great guy.
Yeah.
And Johnny Cash is like... you think Johnny's up there if you got your eyes closed. Yep. He does a wonderful job. You've got to get out and see him.
And Red and his wife love coming here.
Yeah.
You know, we put them out the motel room. They go to Mike's for lunch. And they just love coming to Festival Ironwood.
Yeah. And like you said, they've kind of been a staple for a few years.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
Yep. And then the new band, Southbound. So you got to make sure you check them out. I like that you're getting some new bands. I like all the ones that you've had.
Yeah.
I remember the Little Street Band played for a while there, and then you had some, there was an Extra, was it?
Extra,
Then we had the White House Players, a lot of different ones over the years, and you have to change every so many years.
Yes, people want to see new bands. Dropping of the Ducks, I said that. Friday Fish Fry, I want to give special credit to the Knights of Columbus, because I've been there for their fish fry. And, there's a line right away. You want to get in line probably an hour before, because they do a wonderful job.
And when Will buys, it always tastes better.
Oh.
Always.
Oh, I got my name on a list this year, I think. So, okay. And then the Saturday, we did a bunch of the Saturday stuff, which is fantastic. Volleyball, pickleball, a classic car show. Then the music, L&E Jamboree. Then Bethany Ann Dance Studio, that always brings in a crowd.
They're three deep around that stage. You got parents, grandparents, family members. It's three deep at that stage.
Yeah, and it's so fun watching those kids. Because all ages.
Yep.
Outdoor pool tournament, dropping of the ducks again. And let's see, then we're into 10 a.m. Hidden in Plain Sight, the Michigan State Police
They're doing something different this year.
Okay.
They are coming on Friday during Kids Day.
Okay.
They came up, in fact, I just talked to them yesterday. They're not going to do the hidden. They have something else they're going to do.
And okay.
We're going to set them up for Kids Day right by the St. Maude's bus.
Excellent.
They'll have a tent there, and I just was there yesterday, and they told me they're going to redo things there. So.
Okay, fantastic. So the Michigan State Police will be there on Friday?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. And then there is a Castle Moonwalk. Help or Hope will be there with their animal shelter, pets and stuff. 2 years ago, a gal friend of ours, she adopted a puppy last, and that puppy's huge right now. Yeah. But she loves that puppy. It's it's amazing. So stop and get out there.
Yep. It's nice to have them come out and people have a chance to see firsthand what's available at Hope. And like, hey, sometimes it works out.
Yeah, Marissa told me she wants a cat. So we're talking about that a little bit. And she said, oh, there's six of them there. They're all like a family and stuff. I said, no, forget it. We're not going over. I could see all six of them coming home with me. So, and then Luther L. Wright High School hourly school bus tours. That is?
They're going to pick them up. They're on Suffolk Street right at the end where the, right by Coleman. They'll pick them up there, take them up to the school and take any, you know, give people tours if they want to go through the school and stuff and see what the improvements have done and you know, what's changed up there.
Okay. And then Funny Business, the Happy Days Slowpoke the Clown.
Mm-hmm.
And then Strawberry Social by the Northwoods Business and Professional Women's Club, the Old Depot Car Show, Loud Pipes.
Yep.
15 minutes of Loud Pipes.
Yep. And ironically, it's the same time the band starts. It's just one of those scheduling things that we just couldn't change.
Well, they should play like one of those songs from Ozzy Osbourne or something where that or that revving up their engines and stuff like that. But yeah. And then the Dropping of the Ducks again, the Chamber of Commerce Sunshine Summer Raffle Drawing. Eight cash prizes. Now they've been selling tickets for that through.
Correct. And Michael still has some tickets available at his office. I'm not sure how many are left, but he's got a few left. So if you want them, they're $50 and it's a good fundraiser for the Chamber office.
Okay. And talking about the Historic Ironwood Theater again, they got that silent movie called The Battle of the Century with Barton Pipe Organ Accompaniment. So that should be pretty neat. Silent movie watching that. I remember, I don't remember, I wasn't born then. Okay, I'm not that old, guys. But I see in some of the old silent movies, you know, you run them on Facebook or whatever. So let's see what else we got. Then we got the Dropping of the Ducks, the trophy presentations for the car show, which is always great because those guys, like I said, put a lot of effort, and gals, put a lot of effort into theirs. Then we have the Leonard Street Reunion under the Depot Park Pavilion.
Yep. A neighborhood reunion get together every year. The Coozes, the Rickards. I can't even go how many families are over there, but they show up, and it's neat to see those people. It's good to see that they're still around.
Well, and one of the things, Will, probably for the festival, like Keith was just saying, is there are so many reunions that come up for this stuff that you might not even know them. I know we had our 25th, 30th, or something. I can't remember what it was. But
actually, we have a tent set up, and we set up for where they can all meet because they all meet there, but obviously they go right to the beer booth from there. But, but anyway, we've got four this year. We have a sign that gets put up, and I think we have the class of 1960. Then we have 86, 96, and 2006. So there's four that we know about, and I know there's more that show up. We have a tent, they meet there, and then they just disperse. At least they know where they're all going to be. So
yeah, definitely. And you know, I'll tell you, we were thinking of, I lived up in Jessaville my whole life, well, growing up life. So we were thinking of getting our Jessaville group together and doing a reunion, and nothing better than do it at the festival. So we have to get those guys together. Kind of lost their addresses. I'm going to have to figure all that out. But yeah, it's then Todd Hager's going to play DJ music. And he, like I said, he does a wonderful job of keeping it all going. And then the Old Depot Car Show Cruise on Wheels lineup gathered at the depot. And then the car show cruise, they begin. Marty's Golden Airs at 6:30, which always brings in a good crowd. And then people are getting ready for the live music under the Big Top, the Hucksters.
Yes, yeah, they're a new band, and we're pretty excited to hear from how they sound this year.
So. Yeah, I'm excited. I love music, and coming to see new bands all the time, it's always nice to see. Sometimes in your travels, I'm sure you guys have been out and about, and you like to watch a good band. Right. So, and then the Duck Pick for grown-ups.
Yeah, Mark.
Are you the one who's going to touch that one?
Well, Marcy, I'm laying it right on her. She created a monster, in fact. She's done such a good job with this Duck Pick, and then we do one for the adults, and it sells out immediately. I mean, the line's there, the prizes are out. If you're lucky enough to win something, a lot of the prizes are $150, $200. There's a lot of really nice stuff she's got there. It's something we never expected to happen like it did. So we kind of relocated the geography of that because it kind of, that line got so big we couldn't get anything done in the middle. So now she's But it's going, that's something new we did, and it's going very well.
Okay. Well, that's going to be, it's going to be exciting. And then the 50-50 drawing, of course, you draw every day. And something that's not so much on a list, but you have food booths there and, of course, beverage booths. So, right.
Yeah, we have 5 people involved, not including our chicken cooks and the Knights of Columbus. But we have people, and they're all huge parts of the community. We have the first one's the Ironwood Softball Little League. They do, they're one of our main vendors. And 2 years ago, we got Friends of the Fair there, a new group that came in to take another spot. And after that, we have the three in the beer booth, the American Legion, Aurora Club, and Nori Club, mm-hmm. all work together very well. You know, that's another thing, throwing a commercial in there, but, you know, Legion's been around a long time,
yes.
and they do great, but Aurora Club and Nori Club, people don't realize how much those two clubs donate to the community and do for the area.
Mm-hmm.
They are. That's why it's nice to have them as partners, and we help both clubs out quite a bit. And Keith and I decided
yes.
to get them involved
yeah.
a few years back. So.
Yeah, very much so. And then, so you have, and I know... Nathan is running the softball booth.
Yeah.
He well, him and his whole crew, of course.
Yeah, Alyssa...
Graham.
Graham. Alyssa yeah. Graham is helping this year and stuff. But yeah, it's they do a good job. Good food.
Oh,
really good food.
You can't miss it, folks. Yeah. You've got to get out to the festival. And each day has something different, but also for the whole family. And do you guys have some people before we end here that you want to thank? I mean, I know there's so many, and I don't want you to start naming names because it's hard because you're going to miss someone, and you don't want to do that. But, you know, you guys have a real good committee, and it's nice to have the committee and maybe thank
we
them.
Have our grounds crew,
yeah,
people don't realize they're there. People don't even see what they're doing. And I am going to name names, Gary Riskowitz.
Okay.
And Randy Kirchhoff is involved with that. Now, Jim Martell came aboard this year, and he helps, and a few other. But those three, they're there as we speak,
mm-hmm.
putting up all the fences, cleaning, and just there's so much they do before we even get there. I mean, they are, it's a lot of hard work,
yeah.
especially this year when it was so warm.
Oh, you know? Man, definitely. But, well, I see them there. Actually, I drove by there, I think, about 9:30. And there was somebody there working on some lights. I think that was Gary.
Yeah.
And but they're constantly helping out. And you got the people that have to empty the trash cans.
Oh, yeah.
People that have to, you know, take care of restocking stuff or whatever, just whatever it's needed.
Yeah.
And again, Michael Myers at the chamber office has been incredible for us. I mean, he's the guy who puts the schedule together for us, does the printing before we go to the poster, you know, printing and stuff like that. Michael's just great.
Well, it's going to be a fantastic event again this year, and we appreciate you guys taking time out, because I know sure right after you run from here, you're going to go over there and do some more work.
Yeah,
but we appreciate you guys stopping in this morning, and we'll definitely be there. We're going to be there 4 to 7 on Friday, and we're going to have a broadcast from, and then on Saturday morning, just to kick off the Saturday morning thing.
Okay.
And talk a lot about the festival if you guys get a chance, which I know you won't, but because you'll be busy. But if you do, stop on by. We're going to interview some of your vendors and talk to them and let all these people that are, like you said, behind the scenes, let them come and, you know, get thanked. And get. So we really appreciate you guys. Wonderful job again this year. Thank you for spending your time with us this morning. We're at the top of the hour here on WJMS. That was Keith Johnson and Will Corcoran from Festival Ironwood. Make sure you get down there. It kicks off tonight, folks. At 4 p.m. And we thank you guys very much for coming in. Yep, starts at 4 p.m. tonight. They'll have live music with Flashback, all kinds of great activities coming up throughout the weekend. It's Festival Ironwood, and it's time to get out and have a great time.